Hello and welcome to the U Sports Done Right podcast. My name is Dan Harrison. I'm the Association Services Director for the MYS, and I host this show. Today, I am going to be having a unique experience. I have a player who I coach, and I'm going to be asking him some questions. He's a high school player, and one of the things I thought would be interesting, we talk so much about how to coach, how to parent, is to ask a current player what it's like to be coached by us and what some of these things actually mean to them. So today, I'd like to welcome Will Rogers to the show. Will, how are you doing?
I'm doing awesome, Coach. How are you?
Awesome. A little weird for us to have a microphone between us, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a first.
Usually we're yelling across the dugout or the field. Well, Will, why don't you give me just a quick overview for our listeners of who you are, where you're from?
Yep, so Will Rogers, I'm from Shoreview, Minnesota. I play high school baseball at Moundsview High School. I'm a junior, be graduating in 2021 class. I play Great Lakes Baseball Academy in Minnesota, and I've been on a few different summer teams. One of them is Team USA, and then also I'm committed to Arizona State to play baseball.
A little sunshine in your future, huh?
Sure hope so, yep. It'd be nice to get out of the cold.
That's awesome. You know, we always talk about things adult to adult, parent to parent, coach to coach, and so I think sometimes it's interesting that we're speculating. One of the most interesting conversations I've had is in talking with my own son post coaching him about some of the things we did. So, you know, you're 17, so I'm going to throw this way back question to you. Is when you look back at your younger days, let's say, you know, you probably can still remember 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old baseball. What are the things that you take away from that, that you really look back and say, you know, that's what it was all about?
Yeah, so the memories of meeting new friends, going out to the yard, seeing them, having a good time, just laughing, having fun, those are really the only memories that I remember. I don't think I remember back in T-ball days winning or losing. I remember building sandcastles and having the coach yell at me a little bit, tell me to get out of the dirt, have some fun. And it was all about hustle. So that was pretty much the biggest thing. Just run around, have some fun.
You know, that's really cool to hear because, you know, we all have coached and we've all had kids building sandcastles. And, hey, we got a sandcastle builder going to ASU. That should be all right. So one of the things I like about you, Will, and for the listeners, I coach Will at Great Lakes or have for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years? It's been a while.
Yep.
One of the things I really like about you is your motivation. What is it that has you so focused? What is it that gives you your drive?
I think that's something that's been developed over the years, mostly just understanding how much fun I can have playing this game. And one of the biggest things that I've worked on is developing a why I play the game. So I've written that down in my journal. So my biggest thing is I want to go out, I want to have fun, and it gets me away from pretty much all the stress in life, everything else, and I can go out and have a blast. So I feel like that's one of the things that motivates me the most is to, in my future, be able to play a sport that I love and do it with a passion.
So let me ask you this, since you're talking about motivation, what is your schedule like? Could you give me, what does an average week of baseball look like for a guy who's going to go play at a big college?
An average week for me, including school, would be wake up, eat a huge breakfast, go to school, work really hard in that, super important. After school, I come straight up to the gym. I usually get some hitting in, and then I get a good lift in, go home, do some homework. Later that night, maybe give some hitting lessons to kids and then do a throwing program after that. Not every day, but if when time comes, I'll do that. That's pretty much every day. Lots of food and trying to get a lot of good sleep.
I remember a couple years back, we were talking in the fall baseball, and you and another hitter were pretty good hitters on my team, and I'd asked how many days a week you hit, and the answer, I think, was 7.
Yep.
And
yep.
The other hitters was, I think it was 6, and he said, well, do you count Sunday? And I'm like, yeah, and he goes, oh, 7. And I think it's interesting for a lot of people have that dream to play at the next level, but it really does involve a lot of work, doesn't it?
It does. It does, and I think that's one of the biggest separators between the great players and the ones who just want to go out and have fun but don't get in the work behind it to be able to reach their dreams.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. So, you know, an interesting skill that you have that I've watched is in the mental side of the journaling. Now, I think journaling can be a challenge for a lot of people just to feel like it makes any sense or buys into. What do you try to do with your journaling, and what kind of got you hooked on it?
I guess one of the things that I'll start off with what got me hooked on it is just writing down what I'm working on, what to work on, good things that happened has allowed me to develop a lot faster and know what I'm going to go into the next day, have a plan of that. That's something that's helped me a ton. That's pretty much what I journal about for baseball-wise, is I'll write down my goals before the game. Maybe in-game I'll write some. And then post-game is the biggest one. I'll write down what I did good, what needs to be worked on, and stuff to do the next day. But also, I keep a journal of just life pretty much. So before bed every night, I'll write in my journal things that personally I can work on, whether it's relationships, mentally, all the stuff like that. Physically, maybe I didn't eat good enough that day. Maybe I was rude to one of my friends. Stuff like that is another one that's really helped me develop as a person rather than just a baseball player.
So let me kind of throw you some things. I know there's going to be coaches listening to this, and I think it's kind of behind the veil thing. What makes a good coach to you? If you've seen enough coaching, and it sounds like you've done some coaching now yourself. What is it that makes a good coach?
I think some of the best coaches that I've had know my goals, know my dreams. They push me for those, but it's not pushing it past the point where I'm getting burnt out on it. It's always, they ask me what I want to work on that day. So it's mostly just understanding who the player is and what their goals are. So for me personally, my goals are maybe somewhat bigger than another player. Maybe the other player just wants to have a good high school experience, have fun, which is totally fine for them. But I feel like it's really important for the coach to understand that. Maybe they won't push them as hard and they'll just help them reach their goal of having fun every day. Another player might want to be an MLB player one day. So if the coach can understand that and push him to work at those goals, could help a lot.
So as a coach, we see things go wrong, right? So you're playing, there's errors, strikeouts, anything. What's the best way you've found that people share with you? Maybe we'll use the word criticism / instruction. Do you like to get it right in the moment, or is there a best time and a best approach a coach can do for you?
I think it really depends on the person. More recently, for me, it's been a really great experience to have the coach maybe not say it right away, allow me to have some time to think about it, think about what I need to work on, and then try to fix it. Now, if I keep doing the same thing over and over again, then that might be a time to give me some advice, because it's not like I'm gonna take that advice and go against it or anything. I'm always still trying to learn as a player, but definitely allow the player to have some time to think for themselves before you help them out immediately after they do something wrong.
What do kids say about coaches in the dugout? What do they like to hear? What are your friends? You know, I know some of your friends. What are they saying when they're in the dugout and you see the coach?
Most of the time, it's good things only. We're not usually ripping on our coaches too much. But if a coach just yelled at a kid, we might turn to each other and be like, uh-oh, this is bad. And then whole mood swings. But most of the time, it's maybe some, oh, look at coach's pants today or something like that. But it's not nothing huge or special like that.
If I hear you right, let's say you're struggling. We'll say that behind, you know, sometimes you can be struggling for a lot of reasons, right? You laser four balls and there's guys in the way of each one, or you maybe haven't had a hit in a bit. Tell me about a good time and a bad time that a coach has come up to you. I mean, do you like him to give you space? Do you like him to teach you? Do you need him to talk, or do you just need him to say, hey, you're gonna be fine?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is if I'm in a game and I'm 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts, that's maybe not the best time for a coach to come up to me and tell me I'm not doing very good. I'm pretty sure I got that after I just struck out 3 times in one game. After I lasered 3 balls and they're hit right at people, if a coach comes up to me and says, you're doing great, you just lasered those 3, that's always good to hear, because as a 17-year-old, I think we can forget that quite a bit. And I know if you're 0 for 3, you can start looking at your batting average. It can bring you down a little bit. So just to understand it's not in your control can help quite a bit.
That's interesting to hear. So if I'm a coach, and let's understand, coaches, the whole name is it's a verb, right? I think, coach, I want to coach you. But when the game's on the line, so you get in a big game, I think sometimes as a coach, I've felt like I got to say something. I got to be motivational. I got to be inspirational. What do you think about that? What's the best thing a coach can do? Can they get you motivated, or is it more about just saying, let you follow your thing?
I think the biggest thing that's helped me in huge situations is when a coach comes up to me and they ask me a question. If that question is, how am I feeling right now? What's going through your head? Because then I can understand and process better what I'm actually thinking rather than the coach telling it to me. If I'm able to think about what's going through my head, it's going to allow me to understand those thoughts and maybe change them and actually work on those things, know what's going through my head, rather than the coach just telling me what to do.
Sure. Getting your opinion kind of on it. And So since you bring up thinking, you know, you're an excellent hitter. What do you think about in the at-bat? You walk up there and you're seeing guys huffing ched across the plate, and you're like, what do you think about?
Yeah, so it's definitely different every at-bat. I'm not perfect. I'm not always super confident. Like, guys throwing 92, and I don't feel very comfortable. It's not always going to be I am super confident. So sometimes I have to work up to that. I have to give myself some positive self-talk, tell myself I'm good. And it usually comes back to the hard work that I've put in outside of the game. If I put in that hard work, I can tell myself that and understand that I've worked harder than this pitcher. I've done more than he has. That usually will just allow me to become more confident, I guess.
And in the inevitable strikeout or get out, what do you think when you're going off there? Are you reviewing it? Do you get frustrated?
I think there's definitely a little bit of frustration. Personally for me, it's right after that swing and miss, 10 seconds where I just want to shoot myself in the foot a little bit. But I think I've become pretty good at understanding and realizing that anger and then being able to release it. It's not in my control that I just struck out, so I need to understand what I need to work on for the next at-bat. So I think that's kind of, as I'm walking back to the dugout, there's that frustration for a little bit, that's let go, and then reality checks in, and I have to tell myself what I need to work on for the next time, be more successful.
Sure, trying to get to that next at-bat and what you can control. You know, one of the hardest things, I was talking to your dad about this a while ago, is that there are days, whether it's long seasons where the season's getting long, or maybe even it's this long gray season we live in here in Minnesota, do you do anything special to keep yourself motivated on those days? Say, hey, it's January 31st, and you're in a scenario where the season doesn't start for a month or 2 months, or the first games aren't until May, hopefully April 1st.
Yep.
What do you do to stay motivated?
So to be quite honest, me and my dad actually had this conversation last night, and I was kind of telling him it is getting pretty hard right now to stay motivated. There's nothing for a month and a half here.
No carrot to go after.
Yep, there's nothing. So, and I've been just working hard for 3 months now with pretty much nothing going on. So that's a point when I feel like it's just a grind. It's just you have to come in here, you have to understand your goals, your why, and you just have to grind. You just have to get after it, because sometimes it's going to be pretty hard. That was pretty much what hit me this last week. But last night, kind of wrote down my goals, wrote what they are, reset myself, understand my future. The big picture mostly is what will keep you motivated.
So give me your interpretation of this. As coaches, as sports psychologists, we talk about the fact that baseball is a game of failure. And we say that over and over. And as adults, you know, we kind of think, well, it's a game of failure, it's a game of failure. How does that translate to you as a young person? And even if you think about it, maybe over the last few years, how it's changed.
Yeah, so I feel like baseball is pretty much goes with hand in hand with life. There's a lot of failure with it, which you just kind of mentioned. So in math class, I'm doing a problem and I just can't get it. I don't feel like I'm smart enough to do it. But then it hits me like I need to go ask my teacher. There's ways to grow from this. I'm not actually failing right now. I just need to find a new way to develop and learn from this. And that's the biggest thing I feel like that comes with failure, is learning how to overcome those obstacles.
Sort of instead of seeing it as an end point, it's actually just part of the journey along the way.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So a couple questions here that are kind of fun. You know, your dad's been your coach I suppose, been your coach the whole time you've been a kid, but off and on, he's been your actual on-field coach. What is it like? So tell me some of the fun parts and some of the parts that you'd like to jab at your dad if you can.
Yep, so he might not like this too much, but just kidding. For the most part, it's really good. I love having him as a coach because it's just super easy to learn from him. Most of the time, I believe what he's saying. there are some points when I don't know. But yeah, if we come in hitting the cage after school, stuff like that, he's there and he's able to help me. He understands who I am. He understands how I learn, how I grow. So that's a huge part that I feel like I have a huge advantage from maybe some of the other kids. Some of the things though is, as a dad, he kind of sets in as more of a dad than as my coach. So if I just miss three balls in a row and he's throwing me fastballs right down the middle, he's like, what are you doing right now? Kind of maybe he's a little harder on me than he would be to just if he was given a lesson. So at times that can be hard, but I feel like for the most part, it's pretty good. We try to treat it like as if it were a lesson. He's my coach, and then he's giving me the lesson rather than the dad to son coaching.
Yeah, I try to isolate that two dynamics so that right. It's one versus the other. You know, we talk about things, I guess we'll just kind of roll on the car ride home story. I know your dad shared a funny one. You got any funny car ride home stories that you'd like to say, oh, I remember this and thought, oh. And then also maybe if there's a chance, share with us how you can help or forgive your parents for some of those.
Yeah, so I feel like the biggest car ride home experience for me was not maybe my dad yelling at me or mom sitting there not knowing what to do while my dad yells at me, but it's after I remember we're in North Carolina and it was my third year at USA Baseball. So this is the first year that I got big and I'm 15 years old and finally hit a growth spurt, whereas when I was 12, everyone else was huge monsters and I was still small. This is my first year that I can actually probably make this team. Now I go out and have a pretty rough first game and nerves start getting to me. I'm worried about all the wrong things. And by the third game, I'm walking up to the plate so nervous. I'm shaking inside of the box. So that game was really rough. And in the car ride, I just remember getting in the car and bawling my eyes out, not knowing what to do. And I remember my dad just sitting there. He didn't say a word. And then once we got to the hotel, he's like, so just tell me about that a little bit. Tell me what happened. So I explained how nervous I was and everything, and he just said, I love you, or something like that. And it really just set in that life's way bigger than just that one baseball game. So after that, and the next year, I knew I would have the same chance. That year, I had fun with my teammates. I went out and hustled everywhere. I just tried my hardest and realized that I need to control what I can control and not worry about anything else. And I had a ton of success. So I feel like that was one of the biggest moments in my life is that car ride home.
Awesome. That's great to hear. You know, those car rides, I think us parents sometimes feel a lot of pressure to coach and help. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to hear of an excellent one as well. If you were a coach, how much would you talk at the end of the game or before the game, and how much would you leave it for later?
Mm-hmm. I feel like if it's a really rough game, most of the kids understand that it was pretty bad. They didn't do a very good job. Now, if it's a good game, close one, maybe you lost by one run or something like that, it's a great time. Right after the game, I'd say to just say, we did this great, and then what we need to work on. Personally, if you're just talking like one-on-one with a kid after a game, maybe try to pick up on how he's feeling. If he looks down on himself, I'd say wait a little longer. Let him work through that himself. Think about that first. And then maybe the next day, coach him up a little bit. Tell him what he needs to work on. Things he did good that he might not understand. So if I were a coach, I'd say depending on the game, depending on the kid, it would change a little bit.
Yeah, be a little bit attuned to his goals and where he's at emotionally, and probably right. Game to game, you might even change it, right?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have only a couple more questions, and I'd kind of like to know, so now you've gone from being little Will Rogers, who was a baseball player in Mounds View, to now being big shot Will Rogers with the Arizona State on his back, and it probably changes how kids look at you. I'm sure the kids you play against, some of them are happy for you, some of them are out to try to show that you're not all that. How do you deal with that pressure of being successful now?
Yeah, so it's changed a lot. Once I committed to ASU, there's kids who walk up and they're like, oh, big shot, whatever. And it's pretty hard, mostly with just my friends and stuff. So I've kind of had to work through that and understand that they're just kind of messing with me, stuff like that. But when it's every day, it becomes a little bigger than that. So that was pretty hard at first. Now it's kind of grown on me. They're saying that because they see that I've done big things, and I have to understand that they call me these things because I worked very hard. I've committed to a very good school, and just going to try to reach my dreams is the biggest thing. Not let that get to me.
Yeah, well, keep that up, because it's always good to see guys achieve. So let me ask you, I'll ask you one last question. Let me break things out. So what do you do? So you're a pretty intense guy when it comes to baseball. What do you do to check out and relax? How do you just get away from it?
Yeah, so one of the biggest things I've picked up is breathing. So that might sound really just simple, but when I'm having a rough game or something, I'm not worried about my breathing. I'm worried about 100 other things. So if I just concentrate on just my breathing, taking in huge deep breaths, relaxing, it really helps me. So that's pretty much the only thing I do if I'm nervous or something like that. I take deep breaths, and then I'll just remind myself of my why. Those are the two biggest things, I'd say.
Well, Will, I appreciate you giving us this insight. Hey, what do you do? What would you do if you weren't a baseball player?
Oof.
What would you do for fun?
For fun. I would probably play another sport, football, basketball, something like that, because I love to compete. I think that's just who I am. So probably play another sport. If I didn't play another sport, I think I would want to do something with sports, maybe run a business. I think something that would be really cool is I went to a Spanish immersion school, so I'm pretty good at speaking Spanish. If I could get maybe a business of getting some Latin kids to America, maybe starting a baseball facility with them, teaching them what it's like to live here, get them ready for MLB, I think that would be really cool.
That's awesome. Well, Will, I appreciate you taking the time to sit down with us today and give some of our parents and coaches an insight into the mind of a young man who's doing things the right way. I wish you the best of luck this spring in Mounds View. There's probably two games I could probably will have to cheer against your team. But I also wish you great luck when you go down to Arizona State, going after your dream and chasing it. And hopefully we can stay in touch. And someday when you're playing for the Yankees, we'll hear from you again.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you, Coach. It was awesome being on here.
All right, buddy. Bye.
Bye.